Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hey, everybody. It's Friday, and for some of you, it's going to be Saturday.
Some of it is already.
So welcome to the show. We're so glad to have all of you. Blog talkers, I see you are all lining up, and that's a good thing. The sooner you do, the better your chances are of getting on the air for your reading. And Facebookers, I see you are gathering as well, and we're always happy to have you. So bear that in mind that we will look to you for questions as we can. But remember, we are starting this coming week. Wednesdays will be reserved for Facebookers only. Yeah, it'll be your turn, since so many of you sit there patiently and you wait for us. Often being international, and it's, you know, the wee hours of the morning. So, yes, we want you to get your time with us, too. Now, I always start by reminding everyone we're using only an ordinary deck of playing cards. This is the basis of personal prophecy readings, and it's important to bear in mind the distinction that these are not tarot readings, not oracle readings, and not any of the other playing card systems that are out there. I know they're out there, and I am sure that many of them are very good. I can't tell you myself for fact, because I have stayed away from any other philosophy in terms of card reading. So nothing kind of, you know, seeped into this method. Everything about this method has been kept totally pure. So I'm now going to, I will be using a full 24 card layout for each of your questions. So remember, when you're calling in or you're in Facebook awaiting your reading, I will need a moment or two to get the cards all laid out. It's a good way for me to see what's happening in their life. It's a snapshot of where you are in the present. So I think with that, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Magnificent, our very own Jimbo.
Hey, welcome everybody. I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also want to remind everybody that if you are an international caller,
yes,
or Facebooker, let us know and we shall give out the shout-outs, international shout-outs, that is. We got a whole bunch of them. We got Laura from London.
Yes.
Marie is also from the UK.
Yes.
Let's see. We have Jay just showed up, and he's from Canada.
Yeah.
So we have our international folks. All right. Get on to business. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to Blog Talk Radio to get your live reading on air. That's a great way to do it. I recommend it, but... yeah, calling in early is going to be your winning move here because people like to stack up. When you call in, though, you'll get a message saying that you are going to listen to the show while you wait, which is better than hearing elevator music. So when you hear the show, it's cool. You hear nothing, something went south, then you should call back again. It happens. Cell phone world, computer world, you know, things, crazy stuff happens. All right. And also Facebookers. We will always try to make opportune times to switch over to you guys.
Yes.
And it's not just the international folks, but predominantly. But there's folks that just can't call, can't get a cell phone, so whatever, for whatever reason, they can't call in. Or Skype in.
And don't, because you're going to wait. If you call in from
if you're international, the UK, or whatever. Yeah, if you call in international, you better have some kind of freaking billionaire type of unlimited plan, because waiting, it's not going to be cool. But anyway, we will turn to you, and we will announce that when that moment, when it happens. We can't tell you when, but we will make the announcement. And we will take the, we prefer that you do an audio or video call to Deborah Lee on Facebook Messenger. Because the type thing, we work with it, but it slows and drags down, and there's a lot of miscommunication. But your call, you got Facebook. You got Facebook Messenger. So you can make that call to Deborah Lee only when we announce it. If you call any other time, we got to hang up on it because it doesn't have a cool hold system. That's just life. Life is unkind. Life is unfair. Life's a bitch.
All right. Oh, also, remember, everybody, those of you that I see our numbers are going up on Facebook, if you don't put in an emoji or say hi or something, we have no idea who you are and that you're here. So if you'd like to reveal your identity, we will be happy to see who you are. Yeah.
Or perhaps they want to remain hidden
with
in
their,
the shadow.
With their own cloaking device.
Yeah, one never knows. Also, tonight is Friday, so...
Oh, yeah.
It is RoboCard night. Excuse me. So you didn't hear any harps. There's no angels. There's nobody here going to be throwing sprinkles on your bare butt or anything like that. No unicorns and rainbows flying around. These are RoboCards. I will ask you if you would like the actual whichever one I draw, or do you want me to tone it down a little bit? That's going to be your call when I pick the card.
Yes. Before I had him on restrictions. With those.
Hey, Anne. We have Anne from Scotland.
Yes,
we do. I randomly see people. Like, I saw Anne, but I did not see Andrew Miller.
You did not.
But I saw your comment before him.
Huh.
It's not machines, because my phone does the same crap. So somehow this Facebook account is full of poop. But it is what it is. All right. Let's get to the call. Let's
do it. Excuse me.
I got to add to the list. Somebody else jumped in line. Knock it out. You can do it, Charlie Brown. But you never do. 775.
Hello, Wendy.
Is it Wendy?
Wendy.
Hello, my friends. I'm so happy to speak with you.
Numero uno.
Yes, you're the first.
Well, we are approved to take the new apartment.
Yep.
Awesome.
That's cool. They didn't waste any time.
No, that's great.
Here's something else that's going on. They sent us a link, and it says everything they need on moving day, and rightfully so. They need up-to-date driver license ID to present to them, and I lost my ID. I have a picture of it, but that doesn't count, I'm sure. So, and my sister needs to renew hers, and so we can go down to DMV on Monday, and but the thing is, the new ID will arrive 2 to 4 weeks after we're in the office, and we're not going to be residents until April 30th. Do you see what I'm talking about?
Sure. Now, here where we live, we are able to actually renew and get replacements over the internet, and they come within a few days.
Well,
you
every
don't,
state's different.
You're lucky.
Every state's different.
Have you checked it out? Because it's not, like, advertised anywhere.
It's in a different state.
Yeah, I'm saying, though, they should look, since they're going to face such a delay.
Did you already check into how long it would take?
Yeah, she just said.
Oh, yeah. I talked to BMP. And when we go in and pay the $35 each, they will give us a piece of paper that shows we were in on April the 10th and that we've requested a new ID number. Actually, it's a temporary license, and it'll have our ID number on that.
Right.
So I guess it's really up to the apartment manager if he will accept that.
Oh, he will.
I'm sure he will. You got a picture of your other one.
And if you got pulled over in a car, they're going to accept that.
And tell your sister to take a picture of hers because they'll have her turn hers in when she gets a new one.
Yeah.
Have her take a picture of hers.
Yeah. Well, we're not driving anywhere, but we'll have transportation down to DMV. And so as long as I think what I might do is maybe, because we just got approved today, maybe in about a week I might contact the manager and let him know. And I could also take a picture of the temporary license that DMV gave each of us, and it'll show the new address. And
sure.
I can say, we went down today. Will you accept this on move-in day?
They will.
Okay. Well, she wants you to do the cards.
What would you like me to ask for you?
Okay. Will we really enjoy apartment 317, and will we transfer to a larger apartment at the same apartment building later?
Okay.
Ooh, I'm missing somebody here. Who am I missing?
F520?
I'm missing somebody. I'm talking to myself, folks. I make my own list in Microsoft Word because I can't trust the order that Blog Talk puts them in anymore.
Okay.
I'm talking to myself as we do this. Aha! I found the one that is amiss.
All right. Just a moment here.
Give her uno momento.
Yeah.
Uno momento. Oh, what am I doing? I was born yesterday. I'm not missing anybody. I have a caller right now.
You sure don't look like it.
I sure just felt like it, brain-wise. Yes. I am my own worst enemy sometimes. All right.
Okay, I'm still working on that.
First, we go to international shout-out to Laura. I can see it on her computer screen because my Facebook account decides who it wants me to see and not see. I have no choice.
Well, I think you're going to love that apartment, but I think you also will have a chance to consider moving into the other one. It'll be up to you.
What other one?
The other apartment. Oh. That was the second part of her question.
Well, I didn't hear that.
Well, apartment number 617, as long as it's the larger one, that's something I'd want, but I don't know if it's the larger one. So will we transfer before the end of the year to another location?
I think so, Wendy. I think so very much. I think right now you're taking, what is presented in front of you, and it will meet your deadline with the place where you are living now, which is important. And then you can decide, as time goes by, if you would like to be. You said, didn't you say the other side is poolside or overlooking the pool?
It's overlooking the pool.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm all backwards.
And the other one?
Oh, your phone's been out.
Oh, see.
Well, I don't always.
Yeah.
Ours was fine.
Would that be on the sixth floor for you then?
It would be more space. It would be about 50 more square feet.
Yeah.
And it would be a bathroom and a bedroom for my sister as well, if that makes sense. Kind of like two master suites.
But it's going to be higher up in the building on the pool side, right? There's a reason I'm asking. It's a higher level.
When you say higher up, it's always going to be ground floor, bottom floor.
Yeah.
Well, so that number three doesn't mean squat above the floors?
I thought, yeah. Right.
No, the number one does. The number one means ground floor.
I didn't hear a one. I just heard three something. I guess I missed out.
Okay.
All
right. Well, the only
so
thing that
if the number was 327, that would mean that's the second floor. 338 is the third floor.
What's the three mean? Is that a building number?
That is a building number, yes.
Yeah, all right, I got it. I'm on board. Roger that. All right, back to Deb.
Okay, the reason I mention it is I see some irritation in your cards concerning the move and I'm to another apartment, and I'm wondering if being right there next to the pool that there's going to be a lot of noise.
A lot of kids going,
coming off that pool. Yeah.
That could be.
Yeah. There's a good and a bad to every.
There really is, because if you've ever stayed in a hotel
well,
and you're on the pool side, I mean, it's a nightmare if you, you know, get a lot of that noise from down there. So
and that is a good point. Our current apartment that we're moving into, there's no carport outside our bedroom windows. It's basically grass and flowers, and then there'll be a fence.
Well, that's good. That's good, right? So give that some thought, and you'll find out
will.
Before.
So Jonathan will just agree, no problem. You've got that temporary ID number from DMV. You're good.
Yes, absolutely.
But if it arrives before we move in, I hope the current residents don't by mistake take our new ID. You see what I'm saying? In their mailbox?
Nope. Don't see what you're saying at all.
No.
I don't understand. Do you?
What?
How can new residents take something from her if she signed a lease?
Well, and aren't you
what I'm saying is going to DMV on Monday.
Yeah.
We don't know when it will be delivered to our new address. It could be 3 weeks. It could be four. We're not going to move in until April 30th. So if our new ID is delivered before our move-in date, then I hope the current residents do not take our ID by mistake.
Are the residents are going to be there up till move time, or don't you really know their status?
Right.
The current residents will move out on the 24th.
Well, that's something to consider.
Yes, it is.
Maybe you want to nicely talk to them.
Yeah, let's see.
Say, hey, I might have some mail coming. Could you hold it for me or give it to the manager?
Yeah, I can call the manager and let him know if he could communicate to the current residents to be aware that that's on its way.
All righty then.
Okay, here we go.
Yeehaw!
Is delayed yelling. Wendy, you're going to give you a rebel card. Would you like me to just grab whatever, or do you want me to make sure it's not a nasty one?
You wanted me to, you're asking me if you want to describe it, and what was the other one?
I'm giving you your rebel card now. The rebel deck is not a happy deck like the angels. The rebel deck has some cards that aren't very nice to people, and some cards that are. They're not sugarcoated.
They have some cuss words on them.
Sometimes I say you're being a big baby. Stop it. I mean, would you
maybe use a different deck then, because I want nice.
Okay.
Oh, that's all you say. Want nice? There is nice in here. It's just not all nasty. It's random. That is all. Let's see here.
I like sugar coating.
Well, here you go then. You are loved is the subject. And it says, you are here for a reason, but don't screw it up.
Okay.
So there you go.
I think that could work for all of us.
Well, yeah. Unless you're a demon.
Okay, I won't screw it up. Thank you.
Don't do it. Don't be your own worst enemy. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Please enjoy your weekend, Wendy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Okay, you too. Thank you both.
You're so welcome.
All righty. First caller is on the books. Do we have any international shout-outs that I've missed?
Yes.
We have somebody from South Africa. Who is that, Deb?
Where did I see that?
Right there.
Right there. Hello.
Say it.
I'm sorry. I'm going to say
Vianella. Vianello? Vianello, looks like, from South Africa. Let us know if we mispronounced it. International shout-out. Excuse me. All right. We're going to code 509, which is out west in the state of Washington, I believe. 509, you are the second caller, and you are live now.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is
Erica.
My name is Erica.
Erica.
Hi, Erica.
You called before, haven't you?
Yes, I have, yes.
All right, I thought I recognized the name, not so much the number. But okay, well, what you got cooking?
Yes.
Not much. I'm hoping to start working soon, but I really want to find something that I actually like to do. And I'm just wondering if you see me, making it happen. I am a substitute teacher, so I can easily just do that in the meantime while I find something awesome. But yeah, I think I was listening to a point.
Go ahead. Tell us.
Oh, I was saying I was looking into applying at a, it's like a, almost like a shelter for abused women. I think that'd be really cool experience. But I also would like to just work from home. So, yeah, I don't know.
So you really are wide open, basically.
Yes.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. That's nothing wrong with it. In other words, you right now are a substitute teacher, but you aren't locked into being in the teaching field for the rest of your life, obviously. So that's cool. I just making that clear, because some people get into a field and they don't want to deviate from it ever.
Yeah.
So that's cool. All right. So we know that she's wide open, but that being wide open increases your opportunity windows there. Makes
the
window bigger.
And bless you for being in the teaching profession.
Especially the substitute teacher world.
With how things can seem so precarious these days.
Even in the old days, they got no respect. They were like Rodney Dangerfields. Substitute teachers, they're automatically disrespected.
And we live in the area where that six-year-old little boy who's in the news shot his teacher in the classroom. And she's not going to be able to use her left hand.
And she put it up to, you know, shield, natural shielding.
Yes, she did. And
it is a piece of metal that is going to break and mangle bones on its way on its path.
And it's really tragic.
It is.
That others didn't catch it in time.
What are you going to do, though, right? Yeah, what you got? Cards are down. Bye.
You know, I get the feeling, Erica, that you've had to struggle a lot in your life to get what you have for yourself. Because your cards show that your past hasn't always been easy. And any success that you've gained, you've earned it. You've come up the hard way, is what I would say.
No lotteries.
Yeah, no free lunches, that kind of thing. You've just been a hard worker. And now you'd like to really... job that you would enjoy.
Or that has meaning to her, one way or the other.
Your thoughts, now I think you said you wanted to volunteer, or you were saying...
You wanted to work at a woman's shelter, right?
Yes. Oh, I see that as being incredibly rewarding for you.
Or also she's keeping the work-at-home option open, too, she said.
Yeah.
Work from home.
And I think that is... What?
I said it saves you a lot of gas money.
It's definitely an option for you to have a work-from-home job. Now, whether it's going to be in a field that you really like, well, that's always where you kind of have to fine-tune it for yourself. Excuse me. There are still quite a few work-from-home jobs that are available out there. So they're not giving them all away to, foreign language workers around the world.
Typically not in this country, because that's why
they work
for less wages. Yeah, right.
So, yes, I really think that you will find a job that is quite agreeable for you. Maybe not right away. I get the feeling that in your life, you've had to really learn the words of, patience and striving, like forward, lots of striving for you, Erica. Eventually, one day, you won't have to feel that way anymore, and you're going to start receiving, just start to receive the abundance that she worked so hard to achieve. Excuse me, everybody. So, Jim is going to read your...
Well,
yeehaw!
I have two rubble cards. One is just... It is what it is. Another one is maybe you got a little sugar thrown on it. Would you like the first one I drew, or would you like one that's a little nicer?
I don't think you should use the nice word. Say more blunt.
You want what I randomly picked, or would you like me to randomly pick one that's not as blunt?
Yeah.
That's your call.
The nice. I don't know.
Wait, you got a nice one. Well, it's not nice. It's just... not as nasty.
Well, they're not nasty.
Some of them are.
They're
some
very...
say you're acting like a big-ass baby, some say.
And worse words.
Well, I'm just saying, but I don't care about the words. I'm talking about the message. Some of them say, like, have you eaten, lady? Because you're crying like a big baby or something like that. Not hers, but some of them say that.
Yeah.
This one says, you got a feeling you just can't shake. That little voice inside you, listen to that shit.
Okay, now that was good.
Well, she said she wanted one that was a little, you know, not as rough around the edges.
I think you're being called into that volunteering work. And, you know, often when you feel drawn like this to something, there's something even bigger that will result from it. You could easily find yourself going from a volunteer status to working there, to moving up the ranks and being paid. You know, not everybody there is a volunteer. So I really think, yeah, that it would be nice for you to, not yet, for you to give that a look at, you know, go look at that. It's in your spirit.
I think that card really does resonate with me because it's been a while that I've had interest in, like, wanting to work there, just because I want to have the experience of being able to help battered women.
Exactly.
So I think now I'm taking more of the initiative and not only just thinking, oh, I think I would do really good there. And now I'm just like, you know what? I want it. I'm going to get it.
And they have a paid position available?
They do. They have. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They do have a role.
You got to go for that. And I don't think you should hesitate. Did you already go for it or you haven't done it yet?
I actually reached out today. I sent an email, but the lady, the hiring lady is out today. So I will actually go in person too next week and just present myself and just go after it. You know what I mean?
Yep. I hope that you'll report back to us because I would like to see how this plays out for you.
That is very
You know, remember, these women who come there, they're also looking for a new life. And a lot of people, I've done this, we donate a lot of things like clothes to the women's shelter. They need to be able to dress well, to go out and get a job.
There's nothing that you can't donate, clothes-wise.
Absolutely.
Right. A lot of them are, they're at such horrible positions, they rolled up with what they're wearing. They got nothing else.
And what I see about you, Erica, is you have a nurturing spirit in you. And I think that's beautiful. I really do.
Thank you so much.
I'll follow up with us and let us know.
Yes, I think you'll be telling us you've got the job and you're thrilled.
Yes, and good luck to you. I didn't hang up. I just put her on mute. She can still listen to us. I want to give an international shout out to Mary, who is from Ireland, the land of Aya.
Yes.
Anga. All right. We're going to go to, let's see, who is next on my list? Aha. There we go. I got it. I got the right one. There we go. We're going to area code 773, which is in Illinois. 773, welcome to the show.
Hello. Welcome.
Hey, it's Nan again. What's up?
Hey, Nan, how are you?
Hey, welcome to the show, Miss Illinois.
Yeah.
Well, party on. How are y'all feeling?
We are better.
You sound like you have some issues.
Yeah.
Me?
You sounded like you had a little bit of a sickness in your voice.
Well, just a little cold, but that never stopped me before.
Oh, no. That's why at first I wasn't 100% sure who this was, because I heard a little... The voice was a little off. Well, cold's a cold. That's better than death. All right. So what's new?
All right. When's my love life going to improve? I've been waiting and waiting, and I just am waiting.
Oh, okay. you are a woman of patience then.
Yeah, indeed.
But not by choice. I understand. All right. But, you know, it is what it is. Right? Deb will tell you more about that. Without the cards. I can do squat for her because that is definitely an all card question there. The love, is it on the not only is it on the horizon, but is it like super distant horizon or is it close? Deb shall find out.
You have to remember that my late husband was in my cards for 2 years. 2 years before he finally showed himself to me. And the thing
my
is,
goodness.
I got to know, yeah, and I got to know him so well through the reading. That I said to myself, if I lay eyes on this man, I'm going to know. And what happened was he sent me an email. I was a columnist working with our big city newspaper. And he sent me a message. He sent me an actual email, really. And he said, hey, I'm a you know, diehard reader of yours. Don't be afraid with the military. He was giving me tips. Don't be afraid to find, you want to find where the edge is with every command. And he was teaching me. And then he said, hey, are you going to so-and-so's party? It was Halloween time.
Oh.
And we knew somebody in common. And I said, no, I don't think so. And he said, oh, that's a shame. I would have liked to have seen you there. Well, he didn't.
Don't be alarmed.
Okay. Well, you having trouble again? Anyway. Yeah.
Relax. I told you not to be alarmed, and then you still have got alarmed.
Well, don't make me beat you in front of everybody.
I dare you. Actually, the reason, normally I was just working around it, but I had to block somebody, and I want to go probably finish them off and ban them for the life.
Anyway, one thing led to another. We kept exchanging emails, and pretty soon he asked if he could bring me a cup of coffee because I worked 3 jobs from home in those days. And that was like 25 years ago. Oh, my God.
International shout-out to Cho from the UK.
So anyway, he brought me the coffee, and as soon as I opened the door, I swooned. And I've never swooned before. But I looked in his face, and I thought, oh, my God, you're the one. And he was. So your cards are telling me that yours is coming too. And it's going to be a fairy tale romance. You're going to just feel like you're walking on air. Seriously, that's what you're... And it's coming through a social halo.
Well, letting you know not to get mad because you're going to hear a noise.
Yeah, so then I'll turn it
down. You don't need to turn it on because you might want to hear her talk. Just be prepared, then.
All right. Well, listen,
I'll
man.
I'll be prepared.
There he is.
Well, it's not so much her. It's
well, you should feel expected because...
I will.
There we go.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Mike from the UK, also international show.
We are having so many problems these days with Facebook that we are going to have to find a new home.
Facebook is the – well, it's just my account. Yours is fine.
No, I keep freezing up too.
Well, freezing up ain't shit. I'm talking about you get all the chat is what I'm saying.
You have so much charm, Jim, I swear.
Is that why you hired me? Oh, wait a minute. I'm not getting a pay. Am I?
It's got to be.
All right. It's a virtual one, so be quiet. You can get a virtual, you're fired slip too.
And you can kiss my virtual ass. Bada bing, bada bang. All right, back to the important
thing. All right, Nan.
Back to her reading. Yeah, let's get back
to that. It's a social situation, and you are going to be around friends. I want to say friends instead of family. I just feel like it would be a friendly get-together. There's people drinking some cocktails around this.
The tail of the clock.
And he is going to be there. And he's not going to know how to approach you initially. You know, I think that's how it is in a lot of cases, that they can walk up to the ones that maybe don't mean anything. You know, like a man can walk up. Girl, but when they get that funny feeling, maybe it makes them very nervous to approach somebody. But he'll get over it. He will get over it. And that's your man. And he's very handsome. Oh, yeah. Well, if you don't want him, send him to me. I'll take him. We probably have some ladies on Facebook watching. They'll say, hey, I'll take them if Deb doesn't want to keep them or Nan. So, yeah. So, anyway, I think you're going to be really happy, and I know you want to know when. I am feeling summer air around me, like it's summer breezes.
We're almost there already.
We're almost there already.
Are you sure it's this summer and not another summer?
No, I think it's this summer.
Well, summer officially starts, what, June 20th-ish?
I don't mean, like, literally. I just mean it's heading into the warmer months.
Okay, well.
May, soon and then
well,
heading...
Where she is, you never know around there, but yeah.
Well, are you in Chicago or near Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be a bit.
Yeah. So...
Well, hopefully you aren't getting any more blizzards. All right.
Yeah.
You know,
right?
Yeah.
you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. But I'm going to tell you, this guy is not broke. And I really like when men come, and I know, Jim, you're going to just eat me alive for this.
Why?
Because I like when men show that they have financial security.
Oh, because women are kind of whores at heart?
No, you're not whores at heart. But we are.
That's what you wanted me to say. You were baiting me into saying that.
We are nesters and nurturers, and you are the hunters and pursuers. And if a man isn't hunting and pursuing, it makes me wonder what's wrong with him.
Well, aren't
you know? You're supposed to be ambitious.
Okay. Well, that's, you know what? That can be a show within itself, though, too.
And I'm going to tell you, she's going to bring relocation to you. I honestly feel that as this relationship blooms and develops, I do believe that you will relocate with him. And I'm not
sure. I like that.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah!
You're going to love it. You will love it.
All right.
Awesome.
I have two rebel cards. Yeah. Would you like the one I first pulled, or would you like one that is maybe not quite as rough around the edges?
First pull.
And this is the one I quoted. It says, have you eaten? You're acting like a big-ass baby.
No, she is.
You need food in your belly. Eat a freaking taco.
Oh, my God. I don't know if that...
I'm just telling you what the guard said, Deb.
That is a weird
one. I like it. I'm going to go eat now. What an experience.
It said eat a taco.
It's Taco Friday. I'll eat a taco.
Tacos are, you know what? There's a lot. If you have a good supreme taco, almost all the food groups are in there.
Well,
right?
Your
tacos.
You got meat. You got the dairy, the vegetables, you get all that stuff in there, all wrapped up.
This man knows how to cook. He's a really good
nice.
Cook. Yes. You may not even have to walk into a kitchen again. And that I would love. I would love that.
I would love that. I'm not very good.
Well, my sister was lucky. She married a cook. And she's never had to make a meal in 35 years. So that's pretty lucky.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So now your job, you've got to manifest this. You've got to put some real intention into it that he is coming to you, coming right to you. Now, I hope he does. You know, I'm worried he might not. Don't put that out there. Say, he will come to me.
He will right? come to me. I will do that.
And I can't wait to say, I told you so. I love that.
All right.
I'll call it in next time and He's calling in with me. There you go.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Right.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that would be okay. But
yeah, that would.
You don't have to wait that long if it's going to be like later in the summer, but that's fine. Whenever you want to call, we will be in.
And I am sanctioned.
Oh, you got it.
And shake your cold.
She just screwed me up now. I'm sanctioned by the Commonwealth of Virginia that I can actually conduct real marriage.
That'll do her well in Illinois.
No, I can go there and get a special. I can get a special paper from their local government. Yeah, I can go to other states. I don't know if I can go internationally. That might take some doing. But
getting from another state was going to take some doing too.
No, I go there the day before the wedding.
Oh, you're guaranteed that Illinois is going to give it to you the same day.
Well, I would look it up on the internet.
There you go.
Maybe I'll just come to Virginia. Sounds easier.
Oh,
or, you know, if she does that, then you got nothing to worry about.
Oh, we have lovely places to honeymoon here.
Is that a forever thing?
What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Till the day I die, I am a wedding celebrant.
So you could start sacrificing babies, but they're never going to be able to marry people when you go to prison, I guess, right? in Virginia?
There is absolutely no reason that I would sacrifice baby.
I'm just saying that, so that is irrevocable.
It's irrevocable. Well,
no, I shouldn't say that.
If
that's
I'm
wrong.
Out robbing banks, you're going to take it away from me,
But it doesn't have an expiration date, right?
No, I've had it for 10 years.
Okay, I just didn't know. I didn't know. You know, it seems like everything we do nowadays expires. Our coupons expire. Our licenses expire. Every damn thing expires.
I've got to mention to everybody, though, when I work with young brides, oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's like I really, really need a stiff drink after I've had a session with young. Oh, the things they want for their wedding and yeah, it's like
you're just the one doing the service.
No, yeah, but they'll want a lot of things with it.
Then they should go buy that shit. You're just there to get them married.
Nothing material. They'll want certain passages. They'll want certain you know, words of the ceremony, but they're very difficult to work with. What I need is their mothers to take over and say, all right, here's how it's going to be.
What you need to do is hand them out. Here's the choose from these six things, I'll say. You guys have had a moment to say all the shit you want on your own. You can choose one of these six types of things that I will do.
Well, and I tried actually.
And if you don't like it, hit the road, Jack.
I tried adding being a wedding, what do they call them, a wedding?
Planner?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be horrible.
Well, I had. He brought me thousands of dollars, sat there, and he looked at me and he said, okay, we want this beach wedding, and he spelled it all out, and then he looked at me and he said, if one thing isn't right in this wedding, I'm going to want to break your arm. And I said, you know, I think I'm not going to be able to fulfill your wish.
I would have said, take your $1,000 and one by one, shove each bill up your asshole.
It was way more than $1,000.
I'm just saying, whatever denomination it was.
And you know what? His bride-to-be was sitting there with her arm in a sling. She had a broken arm.
Well, I would have said, so you're an arm breaker. So you're a tough guy. Huh? You like to break women's arms. You're a big, tough guy.
He was a big, scrawny guy. I was scared to, you know, upset him. I just said no.
To keep some like Louisville Sluggers handy and stuff like that.
Well, here's the
thing:
if you have a beach wedding right on the beach, you can't section off a portion of a public beach.
Not a public beach, right?
And you could have old guys in speedos walking around, you know, behind the minister and the bride. And,
right. If you did, it would probably be a very expensive license you'd have to get from the city, and it better be off season. You know, they probably would never do it during actual tourist season.
And you
never.
Might get women with these big, large tickets. I don't know what you call them. You know, bazooms. And they're wearing
She means a couple sweet potatoes and a tube sock. Yep. Swinging around, hanging low, yep.
Yeah, well, actually, I did speak about the oceanfront, and they said, no, you can't.
Yeah.
So I said, no.
I would never give you
so I don't know. We went on a little road trip there. Nan, you're a pleasure to talk to. You really are.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I hope you get over the cold.
Yeah. I thank you. And have the most wonderful day. You guys sound awesome.
I'm so sorry that you're all stuffy and everything. That's
horrible.
But Alicia
says it's just a cold.
Yeah.
So even though cold suck, it's better than other alternatives. So, yep.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, honey. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Yes, you will. All right. Bye.
Thank you very much.
Look at this. Joe says,
right.
That's good to know. You could marry me and Jay. Yes, I could. If the UK would let me combine.
Oh, that I bet that doesn't.
Or else I could give a blessing. But they may. They're not that behind, you know. Modern times.
What are you talking about? They are not that behind
England
modern
England is not.
They've been a country long before us, Deb.
Sure.
So why are you talking about them behind fucking
times?
But
they seem so conservative in a lot of ways with their government and,
sure.
You know.
Well, you got a bad interpretation.
You know what I'll do? I'll just get a hold of King Chuck and I'll say.
Yeah. Hey. All the mighty legislative power that guy's got in his big ears. Nothing. None.
I'll just say, hey, baby, I'd like come and perform a wedding over there. I think I might be able to swing it.
Yep.
Well, he's been looking into Camille's horse face for long enough that I think even you would look pretty, Jim.
I don't take that as a compliment.
Why not? You could be pretty.
Because he's a fucking dude, first of all. That's all that matters right there. That's no matter what, that's what matters. And he's got big, giant ears. He's Alfred E. Newman with gray hair now.
You know what? Here's Joe. Our governments, I'm thinking, are a laughing stock. And yes, that's what I'm saying. And yet, your people look very advanced. Your celebrities and...
Behind.
What?
Why did you say they were freaking behind times? I don't get that.
I just feel like they are. I don't know.
Well, because you have bad feelings. All right, Deb, we need to move on.
All right, let's move on. Give me another one. Don't forget, if Laura is still here, she was the first to say she'd like a reading to call in on the portal. Right, Laura? You there?
You got to wait 20-30 second delay there, Deb. Takes 20 to 30 seconds for that to get, actually get off
the
Facebook.
How do they get their little faces in the hearts? You see that?
If you do it from your phone.
Oh, okay.
Right, let me do it from the phone here. Watch.
You can do it too.
Watch. You'll see a bunch of Psychic Love Doctors pop up here in a second.
Really?
When they pop. Watch when they pop. It'll take a while. They might,
them. Is that you?
Yeah, you'll see them.
Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it seems like it's only on the phone though from right now, but.
All right. Laura's there, so should we do her first?
We can't do two back-to-back Facebooks. We can't do that. Not back-to-back.
We didn't do just do a Facebook.
You just called out for Laura Grant, I thought you said.
No, Laura from London.
Oh, I don't freaking know. Somebody call now, or we're going to have to move on to a caller. That's all I got.
All right, well, let me get my portal. And then we will move on.
I didn't know. I thought Laura Grant was calling.
Laura.
Oh, sorry, Laura Grant. I didn't know. I got my wrong international Laura.
He's a day late and a buck short.
It's pardon me for working a full-time job today.
Okay, here we go. Laura.
Hi.
Hello there.
Welcome in.
Hey, how are you?
We are much better. I love what you are wearing. Is it a sweater?
Yeah, cozy.
Oh, it's gorgeous, too.
Great,
big, beautiful neck. I like that. So, tell me, what is on your mind this evening?
Okay, two quick questions. My cousin unfortunately passed. You knew it, she was sick, so she passed away yesterday. I discussed about my brother and sister. How's that going to turn out? That's the first question. And the second is about someone that's come back into my life,
a guy.
Out of the blue.
Returned. Yeah. And is he looking for something? What's he after?
Well, actually, yesterday he asked me, in a roundabout way, asked me to do him a favor, which was absolutely fine. It was an administration thing, and I helped him out with something. That's all. But I did really like him, but he ghosted me. So
hey, Deb,
I want to know what
never put a freaking portal on your keyboard.
Because I guess the world might explode or implode.
Because you got lucky that time that all it did was type 8. It could have been like format hard drive or delete Facebook or something. Shit
got
like
it.
Right. You should hit Control Z.
All right.
Hit Control Z.
Hit the control
button where it's been ever since there's been computers, and the letter Z also where there's ever been Z.
Well, it's a good thing you don't teach this class.
I should teach this class. And if I did teach this class and I said hit the control button, somebody said, I don't know where that is, you're kicked out. You have to know where that is. Ever since there's been the first computer ever on Earth, Control, Alt, and Delete have pretty much been in the same spots.
Okay. Now, your brother and sister, you're going to be at a funeral with all of them, and that will probably be, what, next week?
I'm flying on Sunday, so funeral Monday.
Okay.
She's flying on Easter.
Do you have a long way to go? Because I forget where you...
I'm going to Ireland. It's like an hour's ride.
Yeah, but that's not that far, yeah. It's not the flight a lot of times. It's all the bullshit at the airport. But we'll see. That's what I hate, the airport mm-hmm. part. The flight part is usually cool. It's okay. But it's all that going into the security, waiting for your bag, and all that stuff.
And you are such a patient man that I'm sure that you just take on a real zenful.
We've traveled together.
Horrible.
Really?
Well, you've got
really.
You're dragging
really.
Me through the terminal. You know, because
that. Why was I doing that, Deb?
The one flight.
Why was I dragging you?
Because when we got to Chicago, the other flight was taking off in a few minutes, and they were holding the flight for us. And we had to literally run with bags.
But you can't really run with what we had, not in at our age.
Oh, my God.
We sped walk.
Sped
walk. There was no running at our age. And that was before I had my knee surgery, right?
It was, yeah. And just
yeehaw, Matt. Anyway, go ahead.
Brace yourself. I still am not seeing the things with you and the brother and sister. Okay. And I can't get over, I have the same situation, okay? I can't get over how the clock is ticking on life and why people want to be like this. At least tell us what we did. That's the worst part for me. Well, I don't want to speak to you anymore and I don't want to see you, but I'm not going to tell you what you did. And I'm thinking, and the cards will kind of tell me, but they'll tell me not in a petty way, but in a more core value kind of way. That is, like envy or they want everything. They don't want to give you anything if they can help it.
That's right.
Yes, isn't
it?
Yeah,
that's right.
And it's really sad. Yeah. Really sad. Now, your other question was?
I missed it. Sorry.
A guy that has been out of my life bopped back in.
Yep. He bopped back in.
Do you know anything about his status?
I intuitively I think he may be single now, but he wasn't prior. Kind of, I was dating, then he was single, and then I broke up, and then he was dating, He kind of ghosted me. I think there was another girl, and I just sort of let go.
Well, I think that if he approaches you in a more personal way, there's another woman, and he wants to play around on her, sad to say. And so he wants you to be a, what do they call him, side piece?
Side piece.
Yeah.
Side piece. So there is another woman.
Sad to say, yeah, because he wants to keep this real quiet and on the down low. And,
That makes sense.
Well, if you gave him sugar before, he wants more of the good stuff.
No, I gave him absolutely nothing in that way.
Well,
nothing.
Well, now he's intrigued. So, you know, this is a guy that could say he loves you till the cows come home. And I don't think he can be faithful. I really don't. He's a man whore. I'm sorry to say.
No, just hit me, you know, hit me with what you said. Prefer getting it straight and then knowing what to work with so I can just detach and then just move on. It's not an issue.
You can do better. She can. Mm. Sure. Yes, you definitely can. You are a really gorgeous lady and you've got a lot of smarts and you're sharp and the work you do draws me to you. We'll talk about that if you get any time. I know you have to fly on Sunday. So we could always wait till next week to connect.
Yeah, cool. We'll do that next week. Thank you so much. Tell Jimbo tipped me with his roughest card. The meanest card he's got in the deck.
He's coming with it.
It's not the meanest. It says some good stuff. It says some good shit is about to happen. But don't let your issues fuck it up. Man, that is nowhere near the meanest card in this deck.
No, it's not. That's
pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's sometimes, and you know what? Basically, a lot of these cards are like sometimes we are our own worst enemy.
Well, that's for sure.
We have things that are coming, and we just fuck it all up. We just screw it up. And we don't mean to. We just screw it up, and they're like, oh, shit, I wish I would have done that.
Yeah. Dad, you're a legend. You're right on the money. You're right on the money. I had my intuition was telling me this anyway. My inner voice. So thanks a million. I appreciate
confirmation. It was a confirmation.
You know, if you want to make them uncomfortable at the funeral, be super sweet and nice if you can. If you feel the urge.
If you take some anti-nausea pills or something
you
like that.
You could do it. Yeah. You could do it very fast.
Are they going to part with any of this stuff? Or are they just going to keep it forever?
Diamonds on, and that's like...
Well, you mean the hoarder? If they snag something? Well,
they're not giving her anything.
Oh, and if they grab it, I would say they grabbed it for a reason. They're not giving it up without having cards. People that are that vindictive to do that aren't going
to
change.
Holding on to fours being tight and rigid and hold on to something. That's what fours mean. I don't think they will.
All the fours mean that?
Right now, I'm not seeing that either, but things can change.
Yeah.
Can.
Well, I've kind of done the inner work around it, so I have no expectations. Like, I expect them to keep it. I'm not disappointed that way.
Yeah. Right. Right. That's good to plan for the worst and hope for the best.
Yeah,
yes.
It really is.
Yep. Then you don't get as disappointed. You're always going to be disappointed. You're a human being with feelings. But if you assume that, then it won't be devastating.
You know, I've got to admit, though, I would have a really hard time holding my tongue. My urge would be to go past them and say, don't worry, I don't like to say hello to assholes either. And I would just keep going.
I know, but I have to do what my mum and dad taught me, just to hold yourself with dignity and grace and just pass myself, and that's just it. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'm holding up the queue, man. I'm holding up the queue.
Sure,
I gotta go.
Great. Well, wishing you a safe and hopefully, I can't say pleasant. Funerals are never.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
It will be.
I'm going to be okay.
Interesting.
So
you don't want to say good or bad. It should be very interesting.
That's
going to be interesting. I'll let you know all about it when I come back, okay?
That was wonderful. Take
care.
We
we'll do a Monday.
Thank
Wednesday.
You. Bye-bye.
Monday show, probably, and then Wednesday is going to be the Facebook-only show, so that'll definitely be right up her alley. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
That, I just adore her.
Oh.
Hey.
Lisa.
Oh, there we go, Alisa.
Hey, you guys.
All right.
You guys.
Bring us up to speed.
Yes.
Well, we went out and thank you a million times over for giving me the heads up because I took those words to heart. You know, to really, if I were the social butterfly, which I typically am, and outdoor setting. And so I took those words to heart. And we came home and he was in a really, really good mood. And we were talking about, you know, future things and trips and stuff. What did the card say?
Okay.
So
it was very pleasant.
Nothing bad happened. So that's always good. And now she wants
nothing
to know
but.
What, yep, that's good. And she wants to status is tonight now.
All right.
And it felt so weird to be out with him like that in a group. That I don't think we've done that before the way we did it last night. And I'm sitting next to him, you know, and I'm taking his arm and I'm, you know, pulling him in on the conversations. And he started leaning into me and, oh, well, it is what it is.
People think that that is a dumb statement, but that's like, that means a lot. It is what it is.
What are you saying?
It just is what it is. I mean, sometimes you just can't read into things too much. You just got to say it is what it is. That's what it is.
I love you guys. You both have words of psychic
reality. Dissect too much. Not every single thing on this earth is meant to be dissected. It is what it is. It means, you know what? It was great. She had a good time. It is what it is. You don't need to, like, the cards now will tell her more, but without cards, I'd say it is what it is. That was cool. That's what you want. You don't want to have a bad time. Why the hell would you want to go out and have a bad time? Right?
Yeah. All right.
The cards show volumes. They shall do so.
Yes, I'm laying them down.
Nope. Don't do it, Deb.
Don't do what?
Pay attention to that, not that. I got that. I can see that. That one doesn't need to be addressed. Cards are going down. All right. I see this. I got
it.
Oh, I showed up on here, too.
Last night has restored his faith in your relationship with him and the two of you living side by side as you do. So that's a very good thing. He looks much more... Where yesterday I was seeing him as being sort of apprehensive. I forget the word I actually used.
You could use a lot of words. I know. It was probably a new territory for him, and he was worried that it might not go well, right?
That's it.
And she followed your advice, and everything was good. Right, so what do you see now?
That things are going to take a nice, even...
So you see that the road has got less potholes and bumps?
But I still have to tell you, Lisa.
Well, she ain't going to want to hear it.
I know. Well, she said, what did the card say? Normally, I will not address questions I have not been asked.
But if you've told her this many times.
That man who has yet to come into your life is still here.
Yep.
And also, there is definitely the potential that you will move away with him. When he comes in. Now, remember, you are still the master of your own destiny. Because I say that the potential is here, you can choose it or you can refuse it.
But when you're caught up in something, all you care about is the now. You don't want anybody to tell you about anything in the future. It's your biggest, all I give a shit is about the now. You know, it's like...
Well, it's very true.
It's like a teenager when they have, like, their first girlfriend and their first breakup. She was the one. She was the one forever and ever. And you're like, you're 16. No, I know she was the one. It's like, bullshit, she was 16. But you're caught up in the thing. You don't want to hear anything that could be better.
No.
All right, go ahead.
But it's still here is my point.
The point is, it's on the radar scope still.
So with the two of you, I feel it's going to still be very pleasant. Very nice. Did you do anything with him today?
I was caught up in my own work, and we're having dinner tonight. I'm making dinner. He's coming back soon, and he was caught up in some work finishing his taxes, and so we talked. And I introduced him to a mutual friend, and that was helping him with a business matter. And so, you know, this morning, you should have heard him. He was greeting me and throwing me a parade when I stepped out of my place, and he stepped out of his at the same time. He was throwing me a parade.
What does that mean exactly, throwing you a parade?
Hello, how are you? Hello, hello, like that.
Okay. When I heard the word parade, I was envisioning much other different things, but okay.
Big old giant smile, you know. Hello,
See, he's back in the zone now of having faith and trusting.
Well, and it's happiness. Nobody's talking about any conflict, so.
Oh, he doesn't want to go there.
No.
So if you started up again about something from the past, I think it would derail him. All right.
We're talking about taking a trip to the ocean.
Okay. Well, the ocean isn't that far away for you guys, so that's pretty doable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're not
and I'm
unless
getting
the Indian Ocean or something, but the Pacific Ocean isn't too far for you guys.
No, that's
And we were talking about other kinds of trips to take too last night. I mean, he was just in a great mood when we got back. We have all this week lined up every day.
Well, I think that's really nice.
Hey, if you're happy, then there's no reason to change anything.
The only thing is, to be with somebody that will not discuss, you know, issues between you.
And maybe instead of discussing a specific issue, somebody should say, hey, we should just talk in general about how you can't talk about bad things. Don't even pick a bad subject. Just say, hey, you know, every time I bring up something bad, and I have nothing, you can say, I have nothing bad to bring up, but I just want to talk to you about that. Anytime I bring up something bad, you freak. And I don't think I like that. We have to be able to talk about things we don't like. Two people have to be, you can't live in this la-la land that doesn't exist. We shall never fight. We shall never talk about things I don't like. That is like freaking, that's like cartoons. Even SpongeBob SquarePants has arguments.
Yes, but it's God also, it. Think of it this way, it's also a controlling action on his part.
Controlling, or he just wants, he just can't handle it. He can't handle it, maybe.
And maybe because it triggers trauma from some time in his past.
Well, sometimes you could bring it up and like I said, you can say everything's perfect. I have nothing negative to talk about, but I just want to talk about when something comes into my mind that's negative that I feel I can't talk to you anymore because you freak and you flip and you slam doors and you turn into a bitch, basically, you know?
Well, I have to tell you something that may run a parallel, Lisa, for you with this guy. I sometimes feel a connection to him over all of this because throughout my adult past, I've been accused of wearing running shoes. And this was by husbands or boyfriends, because as soon as something came up that was going to ignite a fight, that was going to turn into a conflict, Debbie hits the door and she goes running away. And it's really hard to get me back because I think that goes back to being a child. And watching my mother have the crap beat out of her by my dad.
Oh, Deb, I'm so sorry.
And I feel trauma trigger for me is when somebody says, I need to talk to you right now. And I'm like, oh, no, I got my shoes on, my sneakers, I'm out of here. Yeah, it's very hard for me. So maybe he feels something like that, too.
But it doesn't mean you can't talk about it.
You can still talk about it, but you can't be confrontational.
Well, if she just talks about the subject, that subject and not a specific item, then it should be okay to say, hey, it seems like you have a problem with conflict. All you got to say, that should not piss anybody off. You're just talking about not even a real conflict. I say in general, when there's some kind of issue coming up, it seems like you really overreacted. Maybe, is there something going on? I say, you can say, I have nothing. No, everything's great. I'm not talking to you about anything. But in general, we're two humans, and we're going to disagree on something, and I'm going to have to tell you I don't like it. So what are we going to do if you're going to do that? I can't avoid things I don't like. You owe it to yourself not to avoid things you don't like.
I know.
Well,
it's got to work through that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have to speak it like it is. And so,
it's just something to think about. It's not like you must do it tomorrow. But eventually, you guys have that conversation.
Yeah. That's why it causes friction.
What?
But, you know, I'm scrappy. I'm scrappy like that. I won't let it go until I bring it to the table. And
so you keep chewing the bone.
But I think it would be...
No. I mean, I bring it up. I'll say, you know, this is an issue that bothers me or... And then if it's, I don't know. You know,
women do that. We do that.
Hey, but that means you're normal.
Yeah.
Expect that.
They do?
Well, guys that aren't 15. But, yeah, guys know that, all right, chicks are going to bring this shit. You got to be ready. It's going to come. You got to prepare yourself and understand and don't freak out when they start. But only reason I say you should talk about conflict resolution, which sounds like I'm like a business seminar. You should talk about it before another real thing comes up.
Yeah.
Say, hey, you know, this is great. But I'm just curious, why is it anytime I have an issue, you freak the other way?
Okay.
Let's see what he says.
Okay. Well, it's
before another issue comes up. Otherwise, you know what's going to happen if you don't talk about it.
And when he or other people say how wonderful his mother was, I feel that is some kind of compensation for the fact that she was not.
Or you just don't know. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Well,
could be. Right?
It comes up in the cards.
Oh, okay.
That there's
there you
this
go. I didn't
woman
know that. I got
that.
That
was very terrorizing to him. You know, we have
oh,
mothers.
I know who that is. I know
oh,
who
yeah?
that is. He talks about right. it all the time.
Oh, okay.
He's
well,
still
you go,
taking then. Care of her. It's his sister, and he takes
oh.
care of her all the time still.
She
has very, issues.
Yeah. Is she like an older sister, or is she a younger sister's got problems?
I am trying to remember what the birth order was.
I'm just
but
curious. That probably doesn't matter.
About her, right. he brings
older.
It up, and he does. He still takes care of her.
Takes care of her,
and
not
that
physically, right? Takes care of her as in she can't keep her shit straight?
Or is she dying or something?
No. He provides money to her. He makes sure his friend checks in on her routinely. She's they talk on the phone. You know, he
Yeah.
In other words, she is kind of broken emotionally and mentally. So he,
and this could be the woman that tormented him as a kid.
Or tormented him as in... Holy crap, you're my sibling. You got to frickin'
tormented,
get shit together.
Actually, tormented the house is what it is. Because I try to understand, you know, if they tell me again what happened. And, you know, so.
Well,
you should, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe you should peel the onion very slowly and find more about that. Talk more about that.
Try to get it out of them in a very, like you said, subtle, non-confrontational way.
Peel the onion one little layer at a time. You don't have to do it
all one
night.
You know what? I already arranged my living room. I've got the pillows piled up. I'll have him put his head on the pillow, his feet up, and I'll get my clipboard, and I'll say, this is your time, and I'll start asking him questions.
Yeah.
Tell me about your kids and tell me when it all started.
Right.
And then I'll take notes.
Yep.
Love it.
Yep. And then and you have a clipboard with a piece of paper and you can draw a little prickly little
yeah, what are they again?
Pine cones. Little prickly pine cones, right?
No, they were prickly
peeps. Those pine cones.
On your shower curtain.
Yeah, the shower curtain.
So the cards were pretty uneventful too, it looks like.
Yeah.
Is
that
a bad
happened.
Thing?
No, that's a good thing.
It's, yeah, I mean, right now you don't have to worry about what speed bumps or potholes right now, right? But I recommend having the general conversation about conflict, just general. You know, everything's cool right now, but every time we have any kind of little conflict, you kind of overreact. Because two humans are going to have conflict over and over and over. That's for human beings. You got to say, is there something we can do about it? I have to be able to talk to you about negative feelings. Because if you can't talk to somebody about negative feelings, you really can't be with that person openly.
You know, we have made some headway, though, because I've told them some stuff. Like, I've told them, I've gone down the list. You know, I want this to stop. I don't want this to happen anymore. And that has to be let go of. You know, so I've done those kinds of things. And then he's come to an agreement. Yeah, you're right about that. You know, so we've moved on. In a direction that, you know, things that bothers me in the beginning and in the middle, and especially when we reconciled after his friend went back and we had that big, God, I don't even know what that was called. That was horrible.
That was a catalyst for change when that man came, when that friend came.
We kind of figured there was going to be some kind of change. Either one way or the other.
And you turned the corner, the two of you, after that.
So far, obviously, you haven't had any problems. So
no.
We'll have to see.
Yeah, and then...
But yeah,
that's a good thing. Hey, we're on Team Lisa. I'm glad. We're on Team Lisa. I'm glad.
There is no relationship in the world that's going to be free of conflict.
It should never. And if it is, those are two actors in a movie.
Yeah.
That's not real. That's not real life.
You know,
yes.
What? Calling in last night and getting a tip from you on that, I think it saved the whole evening, because usually I am dancing around and, you know, getting into people's faces and laughing and joking and woohoo, you know.
Leave it alone.
No.
Jim, leave it alone. No.
Why?
I was still doing that, but I still included him and included everybody else. You know, I made sure no one felt excluded. And, you know, I would grab his arm and I'd take it and I'd say, I'd repeat whatever the joke was. And I'd say, oh, did you catch that? And my girlfriend sitting on the other side, we had a really good time. All of us had a really good time.
And it worked out then.
Well, and I think you were considerate of his feelings.
And there's nothing wrong.
Exactly.
I was just worried that I was worried that you were going to not be who you normally are out with your friends. But you said.
No. I was off the chart. I was enjoying myself completely.
Then you did well.
And everybody, I think we were all, you know, we were all part of that wheel. You know, everybody was feeling good. Everybody was, participating. And they all said everybody had a great time. Yeah,
well,
we came home in a good.
Yeah, I can see in the card. Yeah, that he feels.
Thank you.
His faith is restored in this relationship, because every time you guys have this figuratively knockdown, drag out argument,
however you want to rate it,
another card comes out of the house of cards that you've built. And you know, if you do that, it's like playing Jenga. Pretty soon it's going to get very unstable. And what happens? It goes kaboom.
Yeah, which that should never be the case. But anyway,
yeah. I'm not the woman to tiptoe around stuff. I just am not that kind of person. I shoot from the hip. I shoot direct. I don't go, you know, trying to hide behind these words or that words or, you know, afraid. God, that's not me at all.
Well, let me go on record here as still seeing that your true mate has not entered your life yet. And I know you're not able to accept that.
But it doesn't matter.
Right.
She's keep that in the back of your mind, but it doesn't have to change what you do now.
It does not.
No.
But I have a feeling you have a real, this could have been like a door opener like we've talked about.
This was a transition point for her and her life.
It helped you to heal. You seem so much more healthy. In a mental health way.
In the last
way.
6 months, her life has flipped around.
Oh, it has.
In a nice way.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you handle.
And I.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Well, to you guys helped, and I was talking to my girlfriend last night. We went off to the side, and the men went off by themselves for a few minutes drinking coffee, and she and I were talking. We were talking about everything under the sun. We were talking about what goes on between me and the neighbor. We were talking about her situation. I mean, she's got her own stuff. And everybody that calls you, they all have their own stuff. No one in glass houses, I'm telling you now.
No, and you're all snowflakes of your own design.
Same
really.
But different. Everybody's the same, but everybody's different.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Yeehaw!
All right.
Yeehaw!
Hang on, Lisa. Here's your rebel card reading, and it's a rebel card, and this is what I pulled, and I didn't worry about sugar or spice or anything like that. It says, then we pulled this. You are loved.
Yep.
You're here for a reason. Don't fuck it up.
Oh, you know who got that?
Somebody else got that.
That was Wendy. Got that same one. But he puts them back in. So
I put them back in, and I reshuffle. I shuffle them. In the middle of her reading, I wake up.
So the cards are kind to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a mood ring. You are in a good mood. The cards are in a good mood.
That's right.
Everything.
They're reflecting your energy.
It's your energy.
Yeah.
You got no teeth. You have no issues right now that are tearing at you.
Yeah.
So it's all good. And when things are going good, you got to enjoy it. You got to enjoy the ride because sometimes those good rides don't last long enough. So enjoy the hell out of it while you're on it.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we're going to be here tomorrow night. You know that.
Yeah.
If you can make it, make it. If you can't, we understand.
Let's see if any shit hits the fan. We'll see.
Well, we'll be here tomorrow night, so you can. Yes.
I've got to share.
If there's no poop in the fan, that's fine. That's all good.
I have to share this message from Cho for you, Lisa. He says,
"You know, I love Cho. I love his wisdom when he calls.
He's amazing.
He actually had a birthday yesterday and called in."
Yeah, I think Lisa heard it.
I heard him.
All right, there you go. Then good. I'm glad you're
there.
I heard his voice.
He said, don't change who you are. Stay strong. We are all here for you, and we love you, and we love to listen.
I love you guys, and I love Cho, and I love Deb, and I love Jimbo, and I love
Cho
is so authentic. You know, he's the real deal for sure. He has never, ever thrown a stone at a glass house. I just can't see him ever doing that.
No,
he doesn't.
He's true blue. He's the best greeter we've ever had.
Well,
when people come in.
You know what? He does not get cheap trick. Or what do you say, cheap thrills? I can tell.
He does not judge.
Right.
And I actually try not to judge. I just get angry sometimes how people treat
others. No, Jimbo, you're authentic because you speak from the gut, and Deb has her authentic and her psychic.
Well, she's got the cards, and I don't have, that's one less tool in my toolbox.
Two Cupids, one wearing GI boots.
All right. Hey, we'll be here tomorrow night.
Yeah, please call in if you can.
And hey, for you, you're ready. You haven't had dinner yet, so have a good night and let us know.
That's right. It's early there.
And you all too. Thank you.
We shall do so. Roger that. Hopefully you call in tomorrow, and if not, maybe you're having a good time and you can't. We understand.
And you know something?
We understand.
Set a good intention when you get up in the morning. Today, he and I are going to have a good day.
Or just you're going to have a good day.
You know what?
You're allowed to have a good day without a person.
Exactly, Jimbo. This is what I do. I ask God to show me the path. I make it so that I am in tune, trying to make it in tune. I went to Reiki this morning. My friend does Reiki, and that's all I was about. Easter, I was about God, Buddha. Show me the path. That's what I ask for.
That's the first time I heard her talk about Reiki.
You should bring him to some Reiki. Just tell
him. You know, there's some stuff I want to keep private to myself.
All right.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome. I didn't know that you were a recipient of the Reiki. That's awesome.
Well, I didn't know either. But my person that I work out with, she started exploring that. And she's different.
Okay, cool.
She's a former military person. And then she got into this workout business. And so I've been going to her. And then she just gradually went into this, and I trust her because she's very honest. And I really enjoy the experience.
It's very powerful. I have studied
level do you have, certification? Level one?
Second.
Oh, she got level. You got level two, right?
The third would be the master, but I was going to tell Lisa.
I'm sorry.
When my late husband and I were going through the classes, he did it with me. And there was a woman from the office where I have, friends and stuff there. Anyway, she had him on the table. And as she was conducting Reiki on him, she came over to the side and said, "I'm sorry, I'm really convinced his cancer has metastasized to his lung."
Oh, I'm sorry.
It started in his kidneys. And damn, she was right. Because the next time we saw his oncologist, he said, "I'm sorry, it has metastasized to the lungs." And she was right.
Jesus.
So she put a lot of treatment into him. But it's like a runaway train.
But it still helps.
You know, often.
It helps.
Often cancer. I'm going to tell you what caused this for him, for all you guys and stuff out there. It was chewing tobacco. And he did it for years.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't that. God. Remember what he did with it.
He would swallow it.
He swallowed it. That's the different kicker there.
Plus, he was on outside, on topside on his ship in the Persian Gulf when those oil wells were all blowing up and toxic fumes were, like, drifting over the ships. And a whole bunch of Navy and other, you know, services, they have come down with this kidney cancer that is, it's horrible.
It's just hard to nail those things down.
Yeah, so.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being patient and holding for an eternity. We appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Yep, and we have to start wrapping up. We have less than four. Thank you. We'll be here tomorrow, same bad time. All right, Deb.
All right, here we go.
Give everybody important information about tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Sophia is from.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you're right.
Rago, I'm sorry. Sophia from Sweden.
Sweden.
Stockholm.
She's currently residing in Sweden, but she's from all over the place.
She's really, I think, from India.
And she was, but she was born in the Middle East, I thought she said, really.
Yeah, we'll have to.
And I think she said she was actually born, but anyway.
Anyway, she will be
she's
here with
Sweden
us
right now.
For the show. And we will have her on the portal.
Yes, just like we did last Saturday. Right.
And, you know, I got really good feedback from so many of you about her.
Which
you,
means?
Yes. What, no rebels?
I won't be the Nazi guy with the cards.
No. No, it'll be her, but I'll still be giving readings.
And she's not a Nazi.
I
hate to use that term nowadays.
I really enjoy having her be part of the show. Well, here we go. Bring that little blonde chick out here.
Oh, wait a second. No, keep talking, Deb, because I have to kick somebody's ass to the curb.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's not on here.
Oh, it's on mine.
What are they? Threatening global...
No, it's a poacher. It's a poacher. And, look at that. I just got hammer fucked.
I really think we'll be having our card reading free class next week. So I will keep you all... have a single...
new window.
Skill, experience, nothing. We will start you off from the very bottom. Well, however you want to put it.
At level one.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right.
I have to finish this real quick. Give me a second. What did you just do over there? The volume's on over there.
No, it's got an X.
Oh, mine. This jackwad. All right, sorry about that, folks. I had to get to the curb. Oh, I'm so sorry.
This show is over, say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Blog talkers, we are now going to Disney Zoo until tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, and 4 p.m. Pacific. We are going to be here with you. Thank you so very much. Jesus, Jim.
I was trying to read it, and you won't move the cursor.